This is Silly with the Lilligans. This is Mitch. Brad is with me as always.
Hello.
And we got us a special guest today, taking his punches for the team. It's Jim Shipley, general manager of the Lions.
Hey, guys. It's good to be here.
Good to see you, Jim.
So we took questions from everybody to, you know, hey, let's discuss where we sit with the Lions, how things are going. Season is just 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away.
Yeah, 19th. We started a little couple days earlier than in Kansas City.
Yeah. So, you know, we're days away literally from the season starting. So let's get some things situated.
We got some, you know, issues. As you know, the season ticket thing didn't go as well as we had hoped, maybe as you had hoped. So there's a lot of kind of mixed feelings in the air, some questions people had. So just kind of want to go through here and paraphrase some of the thoughts and get your honest.
You got to paraphrase them so I understand what the guys are saying.
Clean them up a little bit for family radio.
I appreciate, I appreciate everybody, at least, the passion's there, and if I can't answer your questions or we can't answer your questions, then what the heck are we doing as far as a partnership?
Totally agree.
You know, I mean, you're our fans, you support us in what we're doing, we try to put the best product on the field, so let's go.
And I think
if we can't do this, let's
some of these will be repetitive, and also some of them, you might laugh. Because they may seem like out of left field, but some questions that people legitimately have. So let's just roll with the first one. Probably the biggest one that's out there, and I'm sure you're going to laugh, but do the Lions want us there? That was a big question.
He's laughing.
I will laugh at that
you
one.
You predicted the future, Brad.
Yeah, well,
what's the lottery tickets?
Guys, we definitely want you there. And I mean, you guys are representing what the passion is of people in St. Louis. And we really do cherish what you bring to the table. And I can't say enough about what you guys do. You come in, you bring energy, you bring some excitement. We've got some growing pains that we got to do between us and you guys and just sorting some things out. But, we can't succeed without you guys or without a fan base. Okay. And you guys making up a fan base can help either drive it or drive some crazies. and you need to have both. And passionate fans are what brings more excitement to the game.
Okay. And then, just as a follow-up to that, I think the reason that question comes up is because there was such a large increase in the season ticket price. First year we were out, it was $50. The next year it was $75. Now we're up to $90, which is only $5 off the regular season ticket price. And I think the general question is, are we only worth $5 to the club? Has come up more than once. And quite honestly, personally, I mean, I feel I do a lot more than $5 worth of work for the club.
It's at least $7.
At least seven. Yeah.
$5.50.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Okay. No,
Canadian.
In all honesty, guys, let's go back and see some of the dynamics of what had occurred through those years. And so if you go back 3 years ago when we did when we first had the season ticket and coming out and saying, hey, you know what? We were sitting here competing with a team that was drawing 2,000 to 3,000 people, okay? A team that didn't succeed. And number one was you guys were upset. You lost a team that you were supporting. We were the secondary team in the market in being the St. Louis Lions. And we said, hey, you know what? How can we garner these fans? Well, let's give them a decent price so what they can come over and say, hey, we're supporting St. Louis soccer. And we did that in the first year. Now the second year rolls around. And that was a price to try and bring the people in, which did. It worked. I think that
bait and switch.
It wasn't a bait and switch. Right? I think that was a lot of things was trying to get the attention is that people didn't understand that, from a USL level or an NASL level. To a PDL, there's a difference in the competition and just overall game, and so we had to find a way to bring you guys in. So we did, and we gave you an awesome deal. And at that time, that's where our ticket prices sat. We were looking at ticket prices that were lower than what we had even previously. We originally started out We originally started out in our first year with a ticket price of $8. Okay, we dropped it because we knew that we were having a competition in it. We knew that we needed to maintain our price structure on it to make it more family-driven. And that fit that need. And as we've grown in the market and as we've gotten, our expenses have increased, we've had to make adjustments. So in the second year, we increased our ticket price. You guys as a group didn't experience that ticket price as much as what others did, okay? We gave it as a discount for being a supporters group. And when we priced that, and I think that there were some conversations that were had that some of us weren't involved in and some of us were, and I think that was mispriced. I honestly think the second season was mispriced, and we did not put the price at the right moment, right price, and we should have been a little bit higher than what it was. And that's where we come to today, is taking that price point back into a realm of where we are at today. Now, there are some dynamics about this year's scheduling and the game that, we tend to still have differences on what you think the value of the price is and what we value the team at. But we need to make sure that we're priced and make money so that we can succeed. We don't want to be a team that goes out of this market. And sponsorship takes you so much, but at the same time, the ticket value also helps drive and support the team so that we can operate.
Well, and I think to follow up on that, it wasn't just the price that caught us off guard, which it surely did, me anyway. It was the fact that we had been asking for months, literally months, what's it going to be? We need that information. What's it going to be? We need that information. And then it was dropped on us, and then there was no communication. We were like, wait a minute, we got to talk about this, and we were just kind of put off, and there was no conversation with that shock of a price. I think if we would have had a meeting, maybe to discuss, how you thought it was underpriced before, maybe it could have been smoother.
When we go in hindsight, there's different ways we can always do the analyzation of how things were presented and not. I think that there was discussions internally about what our ticket price was going to be. We were actually positioning for a certain price, and I think the head ownership was looking for a different price. And so we continued to have those discussions. I don't think it was warranted to bring you guys in as fans in that point, in that discussion. That's something for us to do our dynamics with and present it. And then I think it's up to to have those discussions afterwards.
But don't misunderstand that point, though, is that we didn't want to.
I'm not saying I would need a voice in it.
Right. I think it was after it was decided that at that point, the what the hell happened, we waited for a discussion that never came.
Yeah.
And obviously the trip to Scotland was a big deal, but there was time before, there was time after. It still never happened until today.
We continually have a lot of issues that we go through the season with running a club, running a youth club, running different organizations within the Tony Glavine area, the St. Louis Lions, and even just the complex. So, there were times we were trying to schedule some things, but nothing ever fit within the realm of our end to having the appropriate person within that realm.
Okay. Okay, and then to follow up on that, obviously the way it transpired, a lot of us have opted not to buy season tickets just because, financially it may not make sense if somebody's going to miss a game or whatever. Is that something that the front office has noticed, that a lot of us didn't buy season tickets? And does that make a difference at all?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, noticing you didn't buy tickets, that is a definite way of showing your displeasure with it. We have talked about that and the reason why, and my expression was, I think it's the price point was not what was desired. I think that people have an issue with the number of games that they can attend and the pricing. And so if a season ticket doesn't, if that price is not for them, then I'll strongly encourage you to attend the games that you can and do a single game ticket.
Well, and I think that's, again, following this line of reasoning, when I've got a season ticket, then when it's 100 degrees in July, well, I've already bought my ticket. Let's get out there. Now that I don't have season tickets, and let's say the Lions aren't playing as great as we want them to play, and it's 115 degrees, I think you're losing money both at the gate and at the concession stand by not pricing it so your most diehard fans
are opting
not to buy tickets.
I'm going to come out and say that as a $95 ticket, it's the cheapest season ticket you're going to get in the St. Louis market, period. Okay?
Okay.
That's difficult. I mean, that is where we sit.
I've got a $15 season ticket to Fire and Ice Soccer.
It's great. I mean, if that's where they want to price it.
And their general manager looks better in a scarf than you do.
Well, I really hope she does. But at $95, I mean, that is a very reasonable, ticket price for that. However.
But you are the highest priced team in your division.
Right. And so be it. That's what we put the value of what our team is. Okay. And now you're saying that the how hot it is and whether the team is. I don't have a crystal ball to tell you if it's going to be nice weather out or if it's going to be the best weather or if we're going to be the best team on the field. I can tell you we're going to put the best team we can on that field every
time. But you would agree that it would be better to have a pocket of season ticket holders already having paid and ready to come out.
Oh, it's always good to have it to maximize your season tickets.
Okay.
Season ticket purchases. Always.
Okay.
But also when you have the success on the field, if you have a group of people who are coming out doing single tickets, it's also great to have as well.
Okay.
Well, here let's drive that into the next question. That's a logical one. Is there was a question that was asked about the product on the field? I know you wrote down the question, so I'll let you word it correctly. But at least it's a logical transition here.
Well, it was just what are the Lions doing? Now I understand you have problems that professional clubs don't have. They can build a team and plan on next year. I'm going to have this guy back, and he's going to be at this level of development. Sometimes you're rolling the dice. You don't know if a kid's coming back. You don't know what you're going to get from year to year. But what are the Lions doing to improve that product on the field?
We continually go out and look for heavy recruitment from college players around the entire United States. We don't sit back and look for just anybody to show up and just be there. We're out there actually physically recruiting, physically contacting players, utilizing players that were from last year's squad or previous year's squads to make recommendations. You still don't know.
I've seen that with referrals. Yeah. When you've talked to guys that are new last year, how'd you hear about the Lions? Well, I played college with this guy, and this guy put me in touch with Tony. And mm-hmm. So, I mean, I do like the network you're building in that direction.
And the network that we've established with college coaches. I mean, there's a number of times when we've talked with college coaches that we've done business with before where they've sent players over, and we say, okay, now who's your player that you have for this year that you're looking to send over? And I know so-and-so has gone on as graduated or is no longer going to be playing. So who are the next ones? And they make recommendations. Now, there are some coaches out there who make recommendations, and I can tell you that they're not worth a shit.
Yeah.
And I'll be frank with you. Obviously, we've had a couple of them come in that just, I can tell you right away, not a chance.
Yeah.
And those are when you start doing your Rolodex of coaches. You say, who can actually identify talent and who
right.
can't? And so we are networking through that to try and produce that. And you'll see that this year with this team is that you're going to see a lot of influx of new players in here. We'll have some from last year. Last year we had a very talented team, but it just didn't gel on the field.
Well, you had a lot of injured players that kind of came in towards the end when it was kind of too late to build anything, really.
And that happens, and that is the nature of sport. I mean, you can look at any, you look at hockey, baseball, basketball. When you have injuries, it does happen. Now, I'm not going to say injuries are the demise of everything from last season. I just think, honestly, we just didn't gel on the field. We had great talent, as you know, as evidenced with the number of guys that actually signed professionally with MISL or PASL, or you know, some of the guys who went into the USL. I think it just didn't hit on the field, and that's what we're going to strive for this year is finding that gel.
Why do you feel it didn't gel on the field? Do you think it was personality differences? It was
no, I don't think it was personality. It's the style of the play between players. I think that there just comes a point where players just, you know, they're used to playing, they're very good at it, but they just don't fit the system. Right.
Well, I mean,
and it might be somebody else with the team that they just didn't fit right playing with.
Can we say maybe, you know, I mean, kind of like an all-star team. Sometimes you can pick the best, you know, 11 players, but they don't necessarily work together.
Exactly.
So we had a lot of talent out there at each position, but maybe that talent wasn't always on the same page.
Exactly.
Okay.
It just didn't fit. Right puzzle pieces, wrong puzzle.
Okay.
Back to railing.
No, some of these are legitimate questions. I think they're all legitimate questions, but
every one of them's legitimate. Yeah.
Jesse, being one of our female Luligans, obviously a big issue to her, the porta potty situation. Any chance of getting maybe a more porta potties or closer porta potties or anything like that?
We're working on the porta potty situation. We're working with a new company.
Okay.
So we're trying to figure out what we can and cannot do with them and how we're gonna offer a more sanitary way of disposal of
and
waste.
Like I said, this is especially pertinent to our female fans, and I know the family female fans also.
Right.
It's not just Luligans.
That's something that we look at and we see it. It's just a matter of making things happen.
You see it. Are you Chuck Berry?
No, please, no. Let's not go there.
It is St. Charles.
No. That's Wentzville.
Oh, that's my bad.
No, we'll work. We are working on that and have a discussion almost weekly on how we can change that. And I think, you know, we've got a different number of solutions. I just don't know what the right solution is.
Okay.
Is the right solution at the right price of what's going to help us?
And I guess the biggest concern is as long as there's a better solution by that time.
I would have had an idea of what was going into this season had we had the Glavin tournament out there this weekend, because that was the first time we had things set up. And
which, for people that don't know, fields are flooded, and
yeah, it was a complete disaster. Yeah. A foot of water on all the fields. So
Tony's building an arc, I hope.
Well, thinking about an arc, I thought about a water polo team too.
Continuing on with more, let's say, around the game issues, beverages. Obviously, you know, we've offered to buy coolers in the past to make it easier. I know there are some restrictions on you guys about where you can sell beer. You can't evidently have that closer concession stand to the stands that they can't sell beer or something.
Due to St. Charles County law.
Okay.
We cannot sell beer outside of the building.
Okay.
Okay. And that is and if we do embark in trying to do that, we will have no beer. And I can tell you this is that we have this understanding and belief that we've basically been put on notice because there's new laws that have been written in, and we've been given copy of what those laws are about entertainment in St. Charles County, and there's new permits that need to be applied for live entertainment, live music, live events.
Live nude girls.
I wish. Trust me, I wish. But, you know, and those things are kind of coming up. And if we've been given this notice about this, then that means that somebody has reported it, you know, reported alcohol sales and such.
So is it not possible for us to say buy $100 worth of beer in a cooler?
That's something we need to figure out. That's where you're on a gray area of the law.
Well, we've been asking for 3 years now, Jim.
That's a gray area of the law, and I'm not going to break the law.
Well, no one's asking you to break the law.
We're trying to find
But literally, ways. The very first time we met with you, we said, can we do this for a tailgate? Can we do this for, you know, during the game? Can we give you X amount of dollars and you give us a cooler of beer that it's all legal?
And there's just things with the county government we just can't get into right now.
You can't even ask?
That's the problem, is you ask and you don't get the straight answer from them.
Okay, so I'm going to ask because I'm involved in a golf course. Wink, wink. Well, but that's actually a good,
yeah.
Actually, it's a good point of reference, though, because golf courses have women in the golf carts, the beer
they
carts.
They don't classify the golf tournament as being an entertainment venue.
Shenanigans. That's what I'm hearing.
No, but that's exactly what they don't consider that to be a venue for a sporting event. It's like a coming together, like a stadium. They don't consider that.
But since this is a gray area and we can't get an answer, we're just going to say no.
No, it's not a no.
Okay.
We have to figure it out right now. We have to get to that final conclusion with it.
So maybe 5 years in, we'll know.
Lucky number seven.
No, I mean, but I'm trying to solve the problem for you in that people are complaining about us and how much we're drinking and how much we're doing this and we're breaking these rules and that. But we're offering to give you money, which is going to help you.
Oh, granted, that's definitely.
We want to do it. We want to do it legally.
Right.
We want to help you. Help us help you.
It sounds easy, but it's not that easy. That's the only thing I can go with. It sounds
in 3 years, we can't get an answer to a question. You can sell a cooler of beer.
I can't. But it's once you take that cooler of beer, now we have to have somebody who administers where that's distributed, and if it's distributed to anyone that's not within there, that's over 21, we have.
But
a
if I come
issue.
To your stand and I buy three beers, and I take it back and I hand it to a kid that's 17, it's the same issue.
Understandable. But when you have a cooler of beer that's next to a larger group of people like that, you can't keep constant watch over it.
Okay.
And that's the problem, is that that's what they don't want, is the consumption of alcohol by minors, which is what the original law is meant to. Now, I'm not going to sacrifice my liquor license for any of that.
No.
Period.
Nobody wants you to.
So.
All right. Another issue, we've talked about moving us.
Brad's scratching.
No, I mean,
I saw the big scratch on the.
Look, I'm frustrated, and that
we all are,
and I hear it from people who are frustrated at me, like I haven't done anything in 3 years.
Yeah. When are you going to start doing something?
Let's
address that one. If somebody's complaining that you haven't done anything, they need to step up and do something, because you know what? You do a ton.
Well,
you do a ton, and you organize a lot. And people should be thankful for what you do.
They are. They are. I'm not here to cry foul on me.
But no, I'm just saying, though. If somebody's not there to say thank you, they should. So I'm saying thank you because you've done a ton.
We did get thanked at the scarf party. It's not woe is us.
It seems like every 3 months somebody comes up with this great idea to buy a cooler. And I say, the first time I met Jim Shipley, I said, I'll buy a freaking cooler. You know, so it has been brought up.
$87.94 at Sam's. I priced it this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying to make everybody happy, and it seems like just nothing gets done.
Well,
so,
and if the problem truly lies with the county, it is what it is.
Yeah,
and that's
but
that's
hurting
labor.
You as a business,
oh,
because
it's definitely hurting us.
I have to walk 300 yards to stand in line for 20 minutes,
so
to get a beer.
So from the tournament weekend that we were supposed to have here, the discussion of where we could sell alcohol and how it was going to be done, we were told not to sell it anywhere outside that building and not to sell it in large quantities like we had in the past. You know, if you'd come out during the tournament, we had a big picnic area where we were selling it next to the pavilion. Not allowed to do that. That was a completely offline.
So what I'm being told, St. Charles does not like fun.
Yeah, well.
So when are you guys moving into St. Louis County? That would be my question.
Find me some land.
There's this big, big open land right up here at 270 and 44.
At a good price.
Ain't shit going on up there.
It's not going to catch on fire because there's asbestos everywhere.
we do have international waters.
That'd be really great.
Let's move along from the tailgate discussion, or from the alcohol discussion, because I think that's just going to make me more mad. Let's move to where the fans are.
I want Brad to be happy. Jim.
I'm not sure there's anything on this that's going to make me happy, but we need to get this done because we promised we'd do it.
I feel like this is the Brad and Jim show.
It's fine. I'm drinking. We are drinking this podcast. That makes me happy.
Yeah, there
was our last podcast. No beer.
There was no beer at the last podcast.
Yeah. Again, better looking guests.
Fire
Sorry.
Nash, you girls need to bring some skinny margaritas for these guys.
Well, no, we're gonna next time they're gonna come over here. We're gonna do the next one over here, and they're gonna drink with us, and they're gonna bring one of their players to make him be the designated driver. So,
we got this all planned out. This is an amateur hour,
and you can come to that one too because this is a bad one. And after we get past this one, it'll be all happy stuff again.
Oh, okay.
It'll be happy stuff with you. He's still going to bitch to me.
He's always going to complain to me.
No, because I'm about to quit. And then
I've heard that for the past 3 years.
All right, Brad. What else you got?
Next one. Moving us away from the main stand. We know you get complaints, sometimes legitimate, sometimes not, about our language, our boisterousness, our general fear-mongering.
Fear mongering.
You have
a Triton.
Yeah, well, you never know. We had talked at one point about maybe moving us out of the main stand.
Let's back up a second. Is that we are instituting the fuck it bucket, as we call it.
Yeah.
We're making a lot of steps to corral.
Right. We're going to do our part. We're not saying move us away so we can say whatever we want. Right. We're going to do our part to clean up our act, which is incumbent upon us to do, and straighten up and be clever, not stupid, and, you know, we're going to do everything we can.
Right. Well, but we can't stop being stupid.
Well, not be vulgar and stupid. We'll still be stupid.
Right. You have to do two things at once.
It's hard.
Do that.
but, you know, we'd talked about either maybe moving us to the side of the stands out of the main area or actually a bleacher somewhere else. Any progress or thoughts on that?
Yeah, the progress on that was we still had the talks with Tony on moving you guys to the end line where the entrance was, where players walk in and out of. might actually be more dangerous. And I'll have to have somebody down there with you. But the other one is to take the standing over next to the bleacher and put another set of bleachers on the other side, which would be the wooden ones that you see that's out in the distance. We'll pull those over. I actually had discussions with Tony on that, and he's trying to figure out how he wants to position it so that he can mow around it.
Right, sure.
I mean, that's the bigger thing, is it?
No, yeah,
I mean,
it's got to be practical for you guys,
We don't want grass growing up all over the darn thing.
Oh, I'm sure we'll pour enough so that, on it that'll kill the grass.
I'm sure you guys will have enough stuff that's going to kill
that
everything.
That is something that we're all kind of agreement on. It might be better to separate us a little bit.
Yeah, we totally agree with that. We think that will taper some of that. I mean, I don't know how many people are actually sitting on the Crisco bleachers during 100-degree heat,
And I think that was the one concern, is that if we do have a separate side, that right now we're 3 feet off the ground where we can have a better vantage point.
Right.
So I know that was a concern. You know, are we going to be allowed to pace within a certain distance of the foul
line?
Yeah,
we can put you stripes somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back to the language. We're addressing that, okay? That is, we're just figuring out which place we put it so that we can easily maintain the area that we have. I would prefer to actually put you on the side, and the reason why is that vantage point in viewing. Viewing is not the most acceptable or great viewing from the back of the touch lines, but we'll see how it goes. And if it's not there, then maybe we can move something around further. So if it's the first time it happens, and you say, okay, can we go with it over here? Maybe we have to go do that.
Right.
Okay. From a language, and this is a pod, the podcast, I can say, guys, you just can't say the word fuck.
Right.
Okay?
And we've been militant about that. And we were militant about it last year, and there were still some people that had no self-control. And I will pat him on the back. Kenny did a good job of cleaning himself up. He wasn't the town tard anymore. Unfortunately, other people picked up the slack.
Right. And here's what it is, guys, is that if you're in Busch Stadium,
they're going to throw you out for yelling it.
And they're going to throw you out for doing it.
I agree.
You go into the Rams Stadium, they're going to throw you out. Now, you go into a place that's loud, that's, maybe like a Celtic Park, maybe, Ibrox, going to Old Trafford. You go to some place like that that's loud like that, and one person yells it.
Right.
you know you don't hear it because the rest of the fans are drowning it out. But when you're in an environment that we have and it's a small and everybody's on top of things, you hear it. And when you're trying to attract other fans and the family environment, it just hurts it. And I understand that you get caught up in the emotion and the players say things on the field and I get after players to say it on the field.
Right.
I mean, I don't need things to happen in the stands that draw people away. And that's where we just have to work together to say, you know, I'm not saying yell out golly gee.
Right. No.
Well, and
I think we're all on the same page. Right, we understand when the Lions complain about that, it's a legitimate complaint, and we want to address it.
But when a lady writes it up in the travel section of St. Charles Post, that is pretty
bad. But she did take it back.
She did take it back, which was good.
But nobody reads the retraction.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately.
Exactly. And again, to be fair, we're on top of that.
Right. We appreciate that very much.
Sure. And by the same token, I think that knowing that we're on top of it, too, that should, and I expect you're going to agree with this, but if not, get out of my house, that it earns us a bit of a leeway with it, too, as well.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. But, you know, knowing that we're trying, that, okay, they're working on it, we'll talk to them.
Right.
If for example, and I'm just going to say, if the same lady keeps sending the same email, there's an agenda.
There's an agenda.
Right.
You know,
right.
And
just like if we find out that, truly, that someone said something about alcohol in the area of St. Charles, and we find out that it's a continual thing. Believe me, we're on the lookout for that.
Right, right.
We are looking out and saying, okay, how does something like this that come to your attention that we don't feel is warranted? So explain to us why we're being looked at right now.
And that's fair. And I think that fairness is all that. It's easy to point out the shortcomings.
It sounds like we've got a shit ton of issues here.
Well,
I think there's a lot of really upset fans.
But yeah. I think a lot of it is also small things that were in the first year that you let go. And then there's another small thing in the second year. And it's like, well, okay, that's just two small things. And now it's the third year, and it's like, well, there's three small things, and then there's a big thing, and the team was shit. So
well, that doesn't help.
No, okay. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't help.
At all.
So suddenly you've got 10 straws to break the camel's back.
And trust me, you know, with the performance on the field last year, there was times you didn't want to speak to me at the end of the game.
I remember.
There were times I'm throwing things down and upset just as much as what the average fan is. In the long run, I'm a fan as well.
Well, and I honestly get what you're saying, and I agree with you. And I mean, I don't think any of us held you personally responsible for the play on the field.
Except the one game that you picked the roster.
That would have been my issue.
But I got to tell you, emotions are down this year. I mean, the season ticket thing really broke a lot of backs, and it pissed a lot of people off. And it's to the point where I foresee a significant downturn in attendance. And I've been told by people, I'll never go back to the Lions. Now, there's nothing I can do about that.
And nothing I can do about
that
either.
And they've made their decisions. And
I think that those individuals are probably going to say, no matter what, that they weren't going to come back. They were looking for a way out.
It would be convenient to say that, but I don't think we can discount The
concerns are still valid, even if the end result is questionable.
And people really feel, no, they don't want us there. If they wanted us there, they would.
That's not the case.
Well, I mean, but I believe that there are people that believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can say, oh, well, they just didn't want to come. But I think a lot of them thought you didn't want them back.
And that's coming out of my mouth is saying no.
I know.
That's not.
I know.
But at the same time, I think there's some people that, number one, disgruntled with the product that was on the field.
There are a couple people that I don't think were coming back anyway.
They were upset because, you know what, they're tired of standing outside sometimes when it's freaking 110 out.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't like to be out there when it's 110 out either, but I have to be.
Yeah.
So that I think some people were maybe looking for a way out, and that's what their way out was.
Definitely.
You know? And if that's what they choose to do, they can still support soccer in St. Louis by following us online if they choose to. maybe not showing up at the gate, but they can't. You know, yeah. I mean, they can do other things.
But I do think that when you have the people that are still going to come out to the 104 degree temperatures, and they still have the same concerns, their voice is louder than the ones that aren't showing
up. Well, I wouldn't be sitting here answering questions if I didn't care about what you guys said.
Well, sure you would. I would have kidnapped you. I know where you live.
All right. Well, speaking, let's move on. Shit. Speaking of promotion and getting people out to the games, always an issue. I know this year you guys kind of went a little further afield, running some actual TV commercials on Charter during the Champions League games. I know that was an expense for you guys that you hadn't previously incurred, but you did it. You thought it was worth it. I got some feedback from it, so I'm sure you did too. Hopefully that will help.
We got a lot more people actually talking about it and saying, hey, I saw it,
right?
Which is a good thing. Now, whether that trends into butts in the seats, that's what you really want it to end up being. You know, we have sold, you know, some additional season tickets from that end of the mix, not from a Luligan standpoint, but from another mix, to where we can say, hey, was it worth it? You know,
we
have to evaluate that at the end. At the end of the season, we come back and say, what were we doing advertising-wise? We still have a very limited advertising budget. We're doing what we can with it. Out constantly putting out things, trying to get to as much exposure as possible. But one of the biggest things is coming up is the game that's here in St. Louis. We have to be out there, you know, pumping ourselves within that entire thing, even though everybody wants to go to the game.
Right.
You know, I have to sacrifice some things that I want to go do. I may be late to go see the game to see what's going to go on because I'm going to be, you know, peddling everything I can outside to make sure that those 45,000 fans that are there to see soccer are here in St. Louis and they should know about us.
Right.
So that's...
And we still run into people on a regular basis who, what do you mean, there's a team in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, we've all got to do a better job of getting the word out. And things like this upcoming Manchester City-Chelsea game are great and maybe get a little spotlight on us, too.
Exactly.
Hold on. I want to go on with that one more step because I've heard from a few people through friends of friends, so to speak, that have children in the program, and they don't even really know what's going on with the Lions. What are you guys doing within the club to try to get... this was a frustration that we saw with the...
bombarded.
Okay.
They're bombarded with it.
Because that was one of the frustrations that everybody saw with the prior team, was that, oh, well, you guys are based on this club, and those people don't show up.
They're bombarded with that information. Slice is bombarded with it to where they push that information out. MISA puts it out in a newsletter for us every you know, so often that they do month to quarterly email or email newsletters. So it's a matter of about when it gets sent out, who reads it.
Do the kids and families get discounts in coming in, or do they pay
for the kids for their jerseys when they're the little ones that are underneath eight, they don't, you know, they just bring in their jersey and they're in.
I guess, I mean, a lot of people
we take care of those. I mean,
well, a lot of people do say, why aren't there more Glavin club kids out here, you know, every Saturday to watch? And I know maybe they've been playing all day already on a Saturday. And
they're soccered out.
Some of it comes down to that, Brad. It really does. I mean, it's just like if you were on a baseball field, the last place you want to be is a baseball game.
Or a gynecologist.
Any day of the week on that one.
But I think, you know, maybe it's part of your plan, maybe it's not. One of the things that you would like to see, or I would like to see as a fan, maybe it's not part of your plan, but you can tell us now. Kids that have grown up playing in the Glavin Soccer Club, one day playing for the Lions.
Oh, definitely. That's there.
And but so I want to see more of those kids who are coming and idolizing, not Johnny Brown, because we don't want them to be that short when they grow up. But
never going to stretch Johnny.
But no.
Poor Johnny's on vacation right now, and you guys are bashing him.
Well, that's what we're here for. No, but
hope he hears this.
But I want to see some kids who are there and want to grow up and be a Lion, who want, you know, who say that's a goal of theirs.
Okay, so let's go to that. You have to understand is that the Glavin Club is just not part of the Lions. The Lions is completely separated from that.
Be careful now, Jim, because you say sometimes you can't do stuff because you also have to take care of the club.
Well, that's because I run two different jobs. I do run two different jobs.
Okay.
I have to represent the club, and I have to represent the Lions. So,
okay.
You know, and I also represent myself doing another business.
Well, no, yeah, I know. So, we appreciate that.
I work my ass off. So, here's
but there is no formal connection between the club and the Lions.
The only connection that there is the ownership group is Tony.
Okay.
Okay. And that person owns two other businesses. And the two other businesses are, number one, the complex, and number two, the other club.
The youth club.
And the youth club. Now, what we like to see is, from a St. Louis Lions standpoint, is the connection with other clubs in the area, as well as the Tony Glavine Soccer Club, of finding those kids that are in the St. Louis area and bringing them all through to that. The idea is to not be so reliant on kids elsewhere, but to have kids who want to grow up to be St. Louis Lions.
Yeah.
And spend the year or 2 years that it takes to advance their career from when the time that they're 18 years old, 19 years old, to get to that next level, regardless of any club that it is.
But you'd also have to say you've got a better built-in audience right there with Glavine.
You want to have that built-in audience that's there. And there are some kids who have played who've come through. They have never made the first team,
right?
But they've been in the reserve squad. So that just warrants on what the talent level is.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand. I just want to see kids out there who their aspiration, like when you go to a Cardinals game, you see little kids who want to grow up and be Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see kids who aren't there just to fart around and chew gum and talk to their friends, but actually think, one day I'm going to wear the hoops and I'm going to be out there playing for the Lions.
There's a lot of kids that are out there that are aspiring to do that, definitely.
Okay.
You just don't pick it up when you're there, because I think you're there for the game. And you're not there for kid watching.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, but definitely,
if you do take a moment to stop and look around, you do see it.
Okay.
And, you know, based on what...
There's always like one or two games a year when I know you've promoted it heavy, and it's a club day where you're either recognizing kids at halftime. And those games are awesome because half the stand is full with kids
and their parents
and, you know, uncles and everybody. Right. And I think, wow, we should have this every week. Well, now, I know it takes an effort to push that out, but I would like some of those kids, at least, to say, this is fun. I want to come next Saturday.
Yeah, and so do I.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we do. We call the clubs different clubs constantly and organize days. You know what? Sometimes you just can't get it.
No, I understand.
There's different things. You know, you have to look at the schedules of what these kids are doing. You got State Cup that's right at the beginning of the season.
Well, our friend Jeff,
mom and daddy want to go on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it kills you.
Our friend Jeff, his son plays every weekend in different cities, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 games a weekend, you know, indoor tournaments that last till 1 in the morning.
Right.
I mean, I understand. I mean, soccer probably more than most sports really taxes these kids.
Yeah.
Where if they get an afternoon off, you know, sometimes they just need an afternoon off.
Yeah, and so just, you know, case in point of myself is that the next 3 nights I'll be out on the soccer field.
Right.
You know, and I'll be at the club working and taking the time to do, you know, making sure I get my Lions stuff done and making sure I get the club stuff done.
And I do want to say this. We'd be remiss if we didn't thank you for making time for us for this. People don't realize, you know, I mean, we've joked about it before. They say, well, why doesn't the Lions marketing staff do this? And
well,
we laugh.
Jim
and
has
a
day job.
Yeah. I mean, you do have a full-time day job. You coach
two teams.
You're the general manager of the Lions. And you also work with the club, not only as a coach, but as an organizer and everything. So, I mean, we appreciate the time you're giving us. And
wait, you forgot professional alcoholic.
Well, aspiring.
Or something.
Aspiring.
Yeah,
he's
got to be excelling.
He's not sponsored.
Yeah.
Well,
find a sponsor.
Yeah, I need a sponsor. Yeah,
I need a sponsor. Not to get off of it, though.
Yeah. Wrong kind of sponsor.
But no, I do want to. Everyone needs to appreciate the job that you do. And a lot of it is, you know, we complain about a thankless, you know, job. You've got a thankless job in that respect. And I really do thank you for showing up and taking this abuse from us.
Brad's going to start yelling at you again.
No, I just got a few more things, and they're not even that bad.
I'm going to need beer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, get me a beer,
please.
Too.
All right. You got any more of that?
Yeah, I got one more.
All right. No, I appreciate it, Brad. You know, I think that there comes times when we're all so super busy.
Oh yeah,
and everybody's just running like crazy trying to get things resolved. And I appreciate the comments, and you know, and now another thing is I can't say it enough. I do appreciate the Luligans. We had the scrimmage the other night. Somebody asked me, I said, "Where's the Luligans?" I said, "You look for them. You'll find a couple of them." I said, "Mahoney's probably here. A couple other guys are probably there checking things out." I said, "At the same time, guys, it is a preseason game. We moved the game from one location to another, and we had actually a very good attendance with it,
good,
by the way,
good.
Which was nice to see. Not the result we wanted.
Yeah.
However,
but it came down to the last minute. It was almost there.
I'll tell you, the player that scored the goal, and not to get off of our subject of
it wasn't Sideshow Bob, was it?
No, it wasn't. But he is playing. Craig is playing.
All right.
Yeah. Craig is returning for Springfield.
Good.
He looks really good, by the way. I mean, he's really.
By looks really good, do you mean he still has the hair?
He still does have the hair. It looks like it's receding a little bit. Sorry, Craig.
Nothing wrong with that.
Love Craig.
However, he looks really good in the role. He was wearing the captain's armband for him.
Good for him.
So he's taking leadership.
Well, you know, the first time we saw him try out for you guys, there were a lot of positives.
Yeah, he had a great touch.
Very quick, very, you know.
We would have taken him. I guarantee we would have taken him. However, our international allotment was taken, and he just didn't fit within that top eight. So
we give him a lot of grief, but we do like him as a player and as a person. He's got a good sense of humor.
So,
he hasn't stabbed us yet.
No. The player that they did have, though, that scored the goal the other day was we did well with him in the first half. Really took him out of the game. He was a handful. Second half, we really isolated him, but then the last minute, it was just a complete breakdown. I think you're going to see that they'll be a much improved team. They're much improved side.
Well, and guys like that, you know, I mean, no matter what league you're in, that's the kind of guy that if you let off for 1 minute, they'll pop up and score.
And that's exactly how it was.
All right, let's get back to
harassing Jim.
No. Everything else is pretty light.
Actually, I don't even consider this harassment. I mean, this is talking with you guys, the fans.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you guys going and asking the fans questions because, you know, let's face it. If every single one of you guys tried to email me or text me, we would. You know how. I just think about it. If it's just flooded with emails or questions, how hard it would be and just how aggravating it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to sit here and have that question and be able to answer it and take the time. You guys did a great job of just organizing it, getting the questions. And, it's easier this way because we can have a dialogue. And even though the person's not here asking the question, I'm addressing the question and the answer to
them. And it's better than an email because so much is lost.
Take the emotion out of it, too.
The next one, I mean, Jack's actually asked several of these.
Big Jack.
Squatch,
the original Squatch.
One of his questions was, given we understand that, you know, the marketing department doesn't exist, and the...
I'm right here.
The advertising,
the
advertising budget is tight as it can be. You spent some money on the commercials. One of the things that, needs to be taken advantage of is the social media. Sometimes you guys are hit and miss. You'll do a couple of good things and then you'll disappear for a week. Just publicizing different things. Have you talked about maybe getting a college kid intern that all they do is live on Twitter?
Has he been watching Jack in the Box commercials?
We have three interns that are starting. Two of them were at prom this week. we're actually looking for that. We've done a lot of recruiting for interns, and I would tell you that the application process for these guys has not been very good this year. And I would say that the Lindenwood, we've addressed Lindenwood. We're bringing on a couple of interns from there. In the past, we've had a number of them from there, from Lindenwood. Maryville, we've been in contact with them as well. Omsel, even the broadcast center. As far as interns, and I'll tell you the ones that have come out have been a couple of the high school guys. I got an intern, a guy coming in from Memphis that inquired about it. I need to talk to him. I just can't come on and say,
it. Right.
We have to talk to him, find out what they want, how they can, you know, what
can he bring up some rendezvous and when what, it comes up?
Yeah, yeah. Should.
Yeah.
If he brings that up,
that'd be
get
good.
The job.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
But yes, I'm constantly looking for it, and that's really how we survive on it is in the marketing aspect is interns. So look for them. They just haven't been here because school, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And seriously, I think we've done more to find interns this year and have less turnaround with interns applying, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
I thought I'd see more, but we'll go from there.
They're all afraid of being the next Michael.
Yeah, but one get one.
Those are such big shoes to fill.
Nobody can misspell like that. Thank you, Michael. You know what? Seriously,
Michael is listening. So just
I know. Michael did a great job.
Play on, playa.
Michael did a great job with us, and appreciate everything he did, and really sorely miss him. I mean, really wish he was back, and I think he really wishes he was back in St. Louis as well.
I know he misses me.
I love Brad's humility.
Okay, let's follow up with the...
So, hi, Michael.
Yeah, hi, Michael.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
But one, get one. For life. Jason,
you do that promotion as a beer.
Yeah, no kidding. Jason Petrillo, speaking of promotions, following up with, have you ever thought about doing things like theme days? Seems like every MLS club, every minor league baseball club, every club has, you know, there's Veterans Day, which I know you guys take care of our veterans. You give them discounts, things like that. But, like, you know, I'm just thinking of, because I'm a fan of the Dynamo, they had a Groupon going where, you know, you buy two tickets and you get two beers for you and Dad to come out and watch the soccer game.
We generally try to come up with a theme for most games.
Okay.
It's not all. You'll see them.
Because I guess I'm missing it.
No, most of the time you guys are already.
Well, I mean, I'm planning on going anyway.
Yeah,
but
you're going anyway. Yeah. No, you'll see some of it. And that's really where we rely upon the interns to do a lot of that.
Okay.
Apparently the butt one, get one promo didn't go over that good.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it went over great.
I think it just not the way it was intended. Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nobody got anything for it.
Yeah, well.
No, you'll see some things. But, you know, at the same time, though, is that, and Jason, I appreciate it, is that sometimes you can get too hokey with some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Like mustache day.
I was just going to come up with it. You know, so you have to be careful
Bouncy
with it.
Bouncy castle night.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be careful with it. And that's you know, we'll try things.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that if you have a promotion idea, by all means, email us.
Okay.
You know, or from your group, if you guys could collect them and then send me a list of ones, we'll entertain it.
Okay.
I mean, make it within reason. We don't need brass pole night on
quarter
flags, guys.
Exactly.
But, you know, come up with some really good ones, and we'll think about it. I've got somewhere, I have somebody working on some player cards.
Okay.
You know, just a selection of player cards that if you collect them as you come through, and that might not be something that triggers you to come there, but it triggers the kids to come.
Yeah, no, and this isn't necessarily directed at us, but, yeah, I mean, these are more, you know, general, you know, ideas that could maybe help the club.
Right.
Can we get our card? We need a Luligan card.
I made Luligan cards.
He made Luligan cards. Yeah.
That'd be the checklist card.
Oh, man, I got another Mitch.
I'll trade you two Mitches for one Brad.
You're getting ripped off.
Yeah, I was.
All I know is that Brad's going to have the fuck baseball.
Yeah.
Billy I had two of those cards. They're not worth anything anymore.
Baseball cards aren't worth anything anymore.
Yeah, they used to be, but no one's getting rich anymore.
Okay, sorry, Brad. I know
you
got yelling.
No. Something that was very popular that it seems like it starts every year and then it just fizzles out after a couple weeks is like the player videos on the website or featured player of the week.
Jake Crowder, are you listening to this? That's the job that I have for you that you're supposed to be doing.
Because we need to get to know these guys, you know, a little personality, you know.
I'll tell you, it's harder this year just because I don't have the guys that are just coming in that are here now.
Okay.
And so a couple weeks ago, I have the roster from the other night, and dude, I didn't even know these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking. I'm like, where did he come from?
Yeah.
You know, so. That's what happens when you got guys who are, you know, we still have guys who are coming in this week.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, we've got three guys.
So maybe this would be good for you too.
Yeah.
To get to know your guys.
I mean, actually I was kidding with Tony. I said a number of the guys didn't like, you know, they weren't aware of the announcement of their names, the other
right.
name, the starting lineup. And it was kind of a joke between myself and the guys and the guys who've never experienced it before. They just all start chuckling. And Tony says, you're going to have a lot of new names tonight, guys.
Yeah.
You know, so. I have it here.
Okay.
And wow, there's a couple of them that we're going to have to figure out how to pronounce some of these.
Well, and I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting. I mean, people with big personalities like last year, Jamie Lovegrove, mm-hmm. you know, everybody ended up knowing Jamie because that's who Jamie is. He was on Twitter. He was on Facebook. He was running up to the stands, you know. But some guys aren't as right. as out there. And maybe they, you know, we always like, God, I really like that number four. I have no idea who he is. He never sticks around and talks, but, you know.
Some of them are just really quiet. And
right.
And, you know, that's the personalities of what they are. They come
and we can appreciate that, but I'd like to, you know, maybe get a little 30-second video of the guys or something.
I would really like to have more of a connection between the players and the fans, and we have that talk with them. And sometimes you can lead a horse to water.
Oh, yeah, you know?
No. But we can always do a better job of promoting them. There's no question about that. The last thing that I ever want to do is have somebody who's a good player that gets overlooked. And what happens is that when you get them out there and connected with the fans help drive their popularity, help drive their ego, and help them grow as a player so that they have the confidence.
Well, I mean, and Jamie's a perfect example.
He's taking it to a bit of an
extreme.
Jamie, come on, I'm sorry to swag Photoshop here on this.
He's Billy Big Boots now, but, but you know, that day that Tony moved him up to forward and... You know, he scored that second goal. He was already planning to celebrate. You know what I mean?
He's been working on it all week.
He fed off that, you know, emotion. And I know it doesn't work with everybody, and everybody's a different human being.
We even saw it during tryouts last year where we got to stand and interview guys for a little bit, and like J-Maw, and, you know, we're...
Some of them liked it. Some of them opened up and wanted to be there.
Some of them didn't, but you at least knew who they were.
And then when you saw them, you'd say, "Hey, how you doing?" Pat them on the back. It's just a little something, you know.
Right, and that's one of the things we're trying to do. I was just giving Jake Crowder a hard time here. Jake is one of our high school interns, and that's what he specializes in was video advertising and video.
Get
ads.
His ass out there, boy!
And so Jake was supposed to be at the game Saturday night, but he had prom. So. I'm sure he had his video camera with something else.
No. Well, you can put that on the website, too. I mean, it's all about hits.
Jake will be out there. He's going to be.
I can think of one person we know that likes the high school girls. So.
No.
He's going to be doing player interviews, and we're going to post that more often.
That'd be awesome.
And I told him he has to get every player that we have.
And we'll share those, and we'll retweet them and all that good stuff, too.
Exactly.
I think we want to talk about the tailgating situation, but maybe off mic. have a better understanding.
I think I gave some instructions on some good tailgating.
Yeah, I mean
that I prefer.
We may not be using the pavilion this year like we were last year.
I would
year.
Prefer that my comments not.
No, not from you. I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to have you involved in this conversation. We'll talk about it in the future. But we probably won't be using the pavilion this year.
We'll take recommendations and we'll build upon them.
We want to save the pavilion for some of the families who want to come out and have a picnic before the game. We don't want to scare them off. So we're going to be looking for an alternate spot to tailgate and
blow things up.
There's a good map and directions have been given.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
I don't know if it was really that good, let's be honest.
And finally...
I left you breadcrumbs.
Finally, Jim, this is your chance. Jack, who after all these questions had been posted, and I want to thank again... Jesse and Greg and Dave Corbett and Jason Petrillo and Jack and everybody else, Pat Mahoney, who contributed to this thread. But Jack finally piped up with something good. What do you want from us, Jim? Recognizing this isn't all about what you can do for us, which...
Yes, it is.
A lot of times we all get into that mindset of me. But really, we do want to give to you. So what do you want us to do? That we're not doing, or what do we could we do better?
Back,
you
know, rubs are not on the table.
No, actually, that's a great question. And, you know, the thing I really want you to do is come out, support the club, support the team, give it 100%, even through good times, bad times, just like we're getting married or something.
Well, and I think a lot of the fans, we talked about some of the people who aren't coming back. But there are many of us who are married to the club, and I don't always want to go out there when it's hot and I'm, you know, already got the swamp ass going and had too many beers. But, you know, I want to support.
Also known as Tuesday.
I want to support my local team. I want to support the Lions. Right. There's a lot of people who are married to the club. Yeah. I mean, Kyle's got it tattooed on his goddamn neck, for the love of God.
And you know what? Those are the things that are going to carry us into the future. We're here. We put the team in place basically for you guys to have a good time and support it. Without your support, we're not going to be there. So what I'm asking for is come out. Find new people to come out to the game. Help us generate that exposure. Help us generate that noise in the marketplace. I can't do it myself. The interns that I have that can't do it themselves. Beth Causey, who's our, with our marketing, she can't do it herself. The more people we put on the ground who help promote the team and promote what we're doing can only help increase and drive attendance. You know, we appreciate you 100%. And if you think that I don't appreciate you, or if you think that Tony doesn't appreciate you, you're full of shit. And I'll be honest. I'll be frank about that.
There's the title of our podcast for this episode.
You're full of shit, Jim Shipley. Listen to Jim Shipley. He goes off.
But honestly, guys, I mean, no, sometimes we have to have those frank discussions.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I want to have, I'd rather have a few more frank discussions where we kind of get up in each other a little bit and then everything be cool.
Right.
Than for shit to fester for months and months and
months. Nothing should ever fester.
Unless you guys don't return my emails.
You know how to get a hold of me. And if I'm not responding, it's means there's something
going
on.
Well, and again, I want to thank you for coming on today, tonight. I think this podcast will go a long way to people that were questionable or had some concerns. They may not like the answers, just like we've always said. Jim, you and I may never agree on everything, but we both want the best.
We both want the same thing.
Right. So
we want success on the field, the team to succeed, and we need. But we both want something here to be sport. I mean, honestly, guys, if I wasn't working and promoting this, I would probably be in the group with you supporting the heck out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
He means drinking with us.
Yes.
I would be there.
He enjoys a good beer.
Yes, he does.
So, I'm just...
He's trying to make a point. We're just talking over him.
I know you guys...
Shut up, asshole.
Am I on a different show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about my trip to West Ham.
But I think we all have to appreciate that. And I've always said, you know, I get that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But I'd much rather have an honest, you know, discussion and you know, understanding of where we're at. I'm not saying this about you. You and I are thick as thieves. We'll be together forever. But
oh shit.
But no. I mean, we can disagree.
Don't be worried about when he consummates.
Yeah, exactly.
We can disagree about aspects of what's going on, but still all be on the same page. All be going forward. And I think this is a perfect a podcast for you to come on. We kind of put some things to bed. We maybe not answered all of our questions, but at least address them, and now we can all move forward and have a great season.
Let's put it this way, guys. I hope I answer your questions. We had talked about doing this, and we said, yeah, you know, we need to clear the air on some things. If we didn't clear the air, get your questions together. Let's put them down. Let's see if we can get together and just have that discussion. Now, we may not be able to answer all of the questions to your liking. I might not give you the answer, but at least I sat here and tried to do it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to end up being a Mark Cuban.
No.
No,
well, yeah.
Nobody can do it. But I want to be open.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not that rich either.
Yeah.
Well, if you were smart, I wouldn't be
doing this.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, Mitch and I don't agree on things. I mean, we have bigger fights than you and I will ever have. You know, so, I mean, there's no way you can make everybody happy.
Right.
And we understand that, but we appreciate that you came out tonight and at least gave it a try.
Yeah. I thank you, and I thank you guys for doing this. It's a very, I'm happy you guys are doing a lot more podcasts because this is awesome.
Yeah, we want to try to be a little more regular this year.
We've gotten fairly regular. Yeah. We're every 2 weeks, give or take.
They've actually mentioned it to players, and they're excited. They want to do it.
Yeah, I think we've been having guests on, and I think that makes it a little better. And so, yeah, we want to have Lions players on. We've talked to the Fire and Ice. We're going to have some of their players on. And the St. Louis Defenders, let's mention that. Owner, coach, GM, everything, Jamie Frisella, is also going to be on in a podcast coming up.
So I know that we spoke pretty frank on certain things and maybe a couple of curse words, so I apologize about that. You probably won't hear it again. But I think
I think this was a
conversation that we just needed to have.
Well, and that's the thing. The emotions and the intentions are the important thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, so guys, can we just say one thing? Even if you don't have a season ticket holder, you know, if you're not a season ticket holder, come out, buy the ticket for the first game, and let's see you there, please.
That's, I mean, and that's usually our pitch to bring new people out. We'll buy you the first ticket, because if you come out and you're even halfway more than a stick in the mud, you're going to have fun and you're going to come back. And every year we gain 3 or 4 strong members. We gain 4 or 5 mediocre members, and we lose a couple.
But it's trimming the fat.
I think so.
And I really do. I mean, you know, there are people that just weren't into it, that were doing it to be
right
something to do or social or what have you.
But we're getting some good fans in return, and we've got some new people who are really excited for the for this season, and we're all hoping for the best, and we're going to show up and have fun.
You got it. Well, let's see you there on the 19th at 2.
Well, actually, you'll see a lot of us on the 17th.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're taking a party bus down to Springfield.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, so we'll probably be podcasting that weekend, that week after the Springfield. We'll talk about the Springfield. Going to bring the portable recorder.
Good, because we can make Vic some players available.
That'd be awesome.
That would be good.
And, yeah, we could maybe take some back on the bus with us. I mean, the guys you cut. Yeah. I mean, you guys, the guys you cut after the first game, you can ride back with them.
No, I think they have to ride back with Tony if they get cut.
I think
we want to make it as
uncomfortable. That's one of the beautiful things about it, is that you guys do go on the road for something, you know, for some of these games, and you enjoy it. I think going down there, you'll enjoy the Cooper Complex, and hopefully we get a victory out of it, because we definitely need to start the season off right.
No, it's not hopefully.
I can't promise anything.
The start of this season is going to be awesome. We're going to do the road trip for the season opener in Springfield. Then we come home, and Sunday is a home opener.
Well, even before that, though, we come home and the Manchester City Chelsea game.
No, that's the next week.
Is it?
Yep, yeah. Then Thursday is the Manchester City Chelsea game.
Yep.
And then
home game against Des Moines.
Saturday we're doing the Champions League final watch party at Exit 6 there in Cottleville. Then going right after that to watch St. Louis Des Moines. And then I think the day after that is the Fire and Ice versus Defenders St. Louis game. I think that's the Sunday after the Champions League.
Who said that there's no soccer to watch in St. Louis? This is going to be an incredible
That's a
time.
2-week span of so much live soccer and TV soccer that
in St. Louis.
In St. Louis. So we encourage you all to come out, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, follow the Lions on Facebook and Twitter. And
www.stllions.com.
You can find out
Facebook,
everything there.
St. Louis Lions. And for you Luligans that are out there, you can always find me on Facebook as well.
Yep. So thanks, Jim. Thanks for coming. And Mitch, I don't know, you pushed the knobs and did a good job while I did all the talking. I want 70% of the paycheck this week.
For once, he did the heavy lifting.
Guys, come on, because all St. Louis teams support St. Louis teams. Let's go, Blues.
Yeah.
There we go. Blues game tonight, so let's go.
Go, Blues.